Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Hey. It might rain on Thursday.
That'll be good. I mean, you know, we've had enough rain, but I like dark in the evening hours.
Yes, it'd be nice if it stays cloudy in the later evening.
Man, this new sunshine in the evening hours is killing me.
You have some blackout shades?
I got shutters, but it just still, it ends up, I just end up, I get in bed at 9 and then I'm getting up to exercise at 2:30. That's just not enough sleep.
Yeah. You should maybe get those little goggle things that you can put over your eyes.
I have a thing like that.
Yeah. I have those.
Yeah.
Night shades or, yeah. or whatever.
Called? Earplugs. An eye pillow maybe?
Maybe.
Whatever. Who cares?
Eye mask.
Yeah, an eye mask. Yeah, that's it.
Most people are out having cocktails on a deck somewhere, enjoying the late evening sunshine. So live it up.
I wouldn't want to trade it because I do like it on the weekends when it just seems like the day is going on forever. Ooh. Hey, guys. This part of the show is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealer. At 10 o'clock, we have a very special announcement to make. Yes. It's just, you know, it's just a good, solid thing that you should be here for at 10.
Give it away now.
That's Vinny's job. I'm not going to give it away. I don't want no trouble with the wrong Mexican over there. She gets super mad if you...
Can I give it away?
No.
All right.
Come on, it's your job, Vin.
No.
give it away.
Mm-mm-mm.
10 o'clock today.
It's my favorite event of the year.
Yes.
And I'm...
You're going.
That is all.
10 o'clock. Yeah. More information. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
I was going to say, I'm going to have my people ask for...
Special treatment?
Yes.
All right, then.
Oh, VIP treatment.
All just right. Keep that for 2 more hours and I'll hook you up.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 1-855-JUMPSTART and get a jump on summer and a healthier you. I'm going to start with Silicon Valley. Clusterfest happened over the weekend, and I guess TJ Miller was part of it. He plays Ehrlich Bachman, the guy who owns the house that is the incubator on Silicon Valley. And he just has no shortage of work these days. He is on a show on Comedy Central, which I haven't seen yet. It's called The Gorberger Show. He's the lead character and an executive producer on that. The Gorberger Show, anybody seen that?
Nope.
I don't even think I've seen promos for that, and I watch Comedy Central. Of course, I fast forward through so much stuff. He's got an upcoming stand-up special on HBO. And did you ever read the book Ready Player One?
We talked about this while you were gone. I haven't read the book, but it's going to be a movie, right?
You should read that book. It's for people who grew up in the 80s. But it's set in the future. I know it's so weird, but I loved that book. I think about that book all the time, but I have recommended it to people who've started and gone, not for me. Like, I think my husband, like, put it down, just was not into it.
Well, the
but
one thing you
book.
Recommended to me, normally you and I are right on the same page, but the one thing you recommended me was that Red Rising. Red Rising didn't.
You got to get past the first 50.
Well, but
plus
I don't
pages.
Want stuff that I have to.
Just get past the first 50, and then you have 3 huge books full of just, it's all war tactical. It's great. Oh, I love those books. Anyway. Ready Player One, it's a quick little fun read about how depressing the future is.
Okay.
But it's total fantasy. It's great. I just loved it. Anyway, I'm super excited that they're making it into a movie.
And this dude's in the movie.
He is, they're saying he's starring in it. They don't say which character he's playing. He's a little old to be the main character because that is supposed to be a kid who goes to school. And then he's in the Deadpool sequel as well. We're talking about T.J. Miller, Ehrlich Bachman from Silicon Valley. HBO announced last week that T.J. Miller and Ehrlich Bachman will not be coming back to Silicon Valley for season 5. And he's one of the main dudes on that show. So the Chronicle talked to T.J. Miller on Friday before the colossal Clusterfest, where he was set to voice and puppet his alien talk show host alter ego, Gorberger, from Gorberger Live.
He's a monster. Have you seen that?
No. Tell me about this Gorberger thing.
I just watched a little bit of an episode, and he plays like a monster that looks like he's from... let me show you a picture of him, It's hard to describe. More like a... here it is.
All right, let's have a look at this. We'll do our best to describe it.
Oh, Jabba the Hutt or HR Puff and stuff.
And he interviews.
He's in like a suit. He's like an evil looking. What are those? Teletubby.
He looks like a hamburger
evil,
head, though.
Evil Teletubby, yeah.
Big wide mouth.
Yeah, like Jabba the Hutt in a Teletubby outfit.
Yeah.
Super awful looking.
Okay.
So he interviews a lot of celebrities late night
style. So he's a puppety thing.
But he has his own talk show. He's asking them questions as you would.
I see.
They go on the show, and he's just asking them about their lives, and they talk to him as if he's a real person.
Oh, and he's in that costume.
I'm not sure if he's in.
Look at that on the bottom right. He's
moving around.
Ahead.
It's his voice. I can hear his voice coming out of it.
All right.
It's really bizarre.
Well, anyway, he says that I just saw this organic ending that the writers wrote. I saw this moment where the character could come to an end and that would have to change the show. The show would have to become different. And that probably was the best thing I could do for the show. So he's out, I guess. Are we only in season 4 right now?
Brynn, remember we looked it up last week? I think it is season 4.
God,
I just can imagine
that show
without him. Whoever they bring in has to be even better than him.
So maybe they move out of the incubator or something.
Well, what about the head of Peter Pan? What about that guy?
Pied Piper.
Yeah.
They're all, I think everyone in that, there's the 5 main characters and every one of them is super important to the overall show.
Yeah.
It's all about the 5 of them. I feel like, especially this season, I think it's been great all along, but they've just hit their strides so hard and so perfectly with the characters that they've been playing. It like reminds me of like a Seinfeld in its heyday. Like they just know who they are, and the writers have a clear vision of what's happening. And I just what a show! So I'm very sad to hear that TJ won't be on next season. His stand-up special is called Meticulously Ridiculous, and it premieres June 17th on HBO. So there you go. I think kind of sad news about it. This is the latest in a series of burglaries. And look, burglaries happen. They've happened since the beginning of time when somebody had, you know, Ugg had a rock that Oog wanted. And he's told, you know, burglary happens. We steal things that we don't have. We don't have the money to buy them, or we're just bad people.
All right,
people.
But it's wrong.
You know, it is wrong, no question. Stars getting robbed feels like a trend just because it's always so much more high profile than anybody else. You know, the average person gets burgled, and you don't really hear about it. But God forbid, you know, Alanis Morissette gets burgled. People are all talking about it. So David Spade is the latest high-profile person to get burgled. He got hit hard by the burglars, it says here. They busted into his house in Beverly Hills and took his safe just out of the house. So I don't know if they had screwdrivers with them and they unscrewed it.
Well, that might be something that he didn't
do.
Yeah.
Maybe he just stuck the thing in his
closet.
Didn't
we hear? We recently heard another one where the people stole the safe and it was...
Oh, right. That's true.
They walked out with the safe. I think they dropped it in front of the house, though, or something, right?
Yeah, like what
they
was that story? You said they
some
took
other
the...
star robbery. I can't remember which
I think
one.
There's been so many lately.
I know.
Are supposed to be mounted in a way that it's not
like
an
bolted
option.
To the floor where you... I mean, you've got to either get the thing open right there or you got to... walk away from it.
Right.
Just grab the stuff that's not in the safe. So he says that over the weekend, these people got into his home. The only thing they took was the safe. It was filled with cash and jewelry, he says, including a wedding band that belonged to his mom.
Aww.
That's a super
bogus.
He says it was about $80,000 worth of stuff.
Well, it's probably also his birth certificate or any other thing.
Sure.
Of value.
Was it Emmy Rossum? Remember, didn't she have the safe, the code to the safe right on the safe? Was that what we were thinking?
Oh, that seems so dumb. That's like the opposite of what a safe is for.
Let's see. There was another one in March. NBA's Nick Young burglarized again. The entire safe was stolen.
Hmm. Maybe that. I don't know. I don't
I
remember. But
I remember. There's been so many burglaries.
The Beverly Hills cops were at David Spade's house, I guess, on Monday. He has a security system. It was on. The suspects either knew how to disable it or knew the code. That's always part of the problem.
No, celebrities have too many employees.
And
that's
employees
the
have
problem.
Friends, and friends have friends, and the next thing you know, someone's drunk telling your code in a bar somewhere.
You guys brought up, why did you guys bring up Matt Sorum? What party was he at the other night with you?
He was at Bottle Rock.
Bottle Rock, right. That's a dude's house I've been in, and I've never met him. Oh. Someone I know worked for him. Mm-hmm. And dragged me and a buddy up there, and we were in the dude's house partying.
How was it?
It was fun, and he had a wonderful house in Malibu with a beautiful view.
Oh, I'll bet.
And there were his, this is how long ago it was, he had actual photo albums with pictures of parties he'd thrown. And the pictures that you're looking at, you're all, this is all scandal.
Right.
There's Slash in a bathtub. Wasted. Like, what the?
Did you steal some of them?
No, I didn't take anything from that dude's house, but it was a trip because it occurred to me more than once we're in some dude's house.
You say you were at Pam and Tommy Lee's house at one point, too?
The same guy who got us into Matt's house because he was the dude who did all their sound systems.
Jesus.
So he rigged up all of the.
And had the codes to get in and. Just decided to go there and party. I would be so scared to be in someone's home when they didn't know I was there. I'd be so scared. And these days, everybody has. I'd be like, oh God, we're gonna get caught. No, don't touch that. Oh God, let's just go to the sand pits and drink there. I mean, there must be someplace else.
Wow, you're fun.
I know. I'm thinking, well, when you're partying, you usually don't care about that. But I'm
right.
with you.
I don't care. My God,
you're
I'm
obviously doing something
out.
Wrong.
Right.
But so that's the point. There are lots of people who work for these people who are 1, 2, 4 steps removed.
Right.
The gardener, the pool guy, the stereo system dude.
Maybe these are people who need to every single day change the codes.
How do you think Pam and Tommy's video got out in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, somebody took it from their house. Well, when you've got all these people letting all these other people... who know all these other people, and you got the codes. I mean,
tell a friend, and so on.
It's hard.
It was ASAP Rocky.
That had his safe stolen?
Yeah, less than a month ago. They took over $1 million.
Oh,
also a safe.
People having all
but
this
they left
crap
the safe
house.
On the sidewalk.
Yeah, that's the one.
It was heavy. I was sick of it. I'm sick of carrying that. It's a long walk from the house to the road. President Trump is looks like he's tearing Journey apart.
The band Journey?
Yeah. Neil Schoenschein, as you know.
Our buddy,
right. He is the guitarist who co-founded Journey in the early 70s.
Yeah. Oh, we got to repost the picture, Sarah. Our buddy. Sarah's face is like, you're scared.
I actually look horrified.
For your life.
Like, in an excited way.
Right. But I can't believe I did I cry?
No.
That's good.
You didn't cry.
Yeah.
That is good
You
news.
Did bang your head against the
I know. I
You banged
window.
Your head against the glass. And you didn't really talk during the whole interview.
No. Well, I just banged my head. I was recovering. I was really starstruck. If there's anybody I love, you know, that listen to that.
I was so happy for you to be having the interview of your lifetime as you just stared with your mouth agape and no words coming out.
Just kept moving closer and closer to him. He kept scooting over and over.
All right, Neil, over here.
When I got home, my friend Pat called me. He goes, you're an idiot. I'm like, oh, what'd I do?
now.
You didn't sing a song with him. Like, I couldn't ask him to. He goes, Sarah, it's your one chance.
He's right,
like,
but you didn't even ask him.
No,
how
I didn't
are
ask
you?
Anything? It's like, oh my god. But I do feel like, God, you know, where were my balls?
Usually
I'm swinging them all around me like an idiot. God. Give myself a black eye with my own balls.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Journey. Neil Schoenjohn is the guitarist who co-founded Journey in the early 70s. Jonathan Cain is the keyboardist.
Yeah.
He joined in like 1980. Jonathan Cain has we had him on the show one time. I think it was before you came back, and he was doing a stage show in San Francisco, like some kind of play that he'd done the music to or something along those lines. And he was delightful.
He's great. Vinny and I had a conversation with him in the dressing room.
Oh.
A couple months ago, and he was so sweet.
Yeah, just he was very personable, and he had the keyboard in front of him, and he played us all kinds of songs, mm-hmm. and he was great. He has a side career doing faith-based music. I did not realize this.
Oh, because... Do you remember the story? Were you there when I was talking to him about this?
Yeah, we were next to each other.
The girlfriend that he's with...
Right.
Is very... religious, and he was into her.
He says here he's married to this chick, Paula White Cain, a minister who delivered the invocation at Trump's inauguration.
Oh, I didn't know anything about that part of it, but I do know that she's extremely religious, mm-hmm. and he took that on as he wanted to be with her.
Right.
It wasn't something that he'd
always
had in his,
done.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly right.
So they're on the Trump train, and it's safe to say that Neil isn't. Months after they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame together, it's apparently becoming a problem. Like, they are posting things on social media, naming each other and saying mean things.
Oh,
Neil
really?
Neil posted on Instagram, I want to be elevated by whom I play with, not feel like I've got cement shoes. If anyone is unhappy, they are not running my band. They should leave. God has bigger plans. I've stated how I felt about mixing religion and politics and how our music is not one of religion, Democratic or Republican. This is and has been an issue with myself, Mr. Cain, and his wife. Well, frankly, I'm tired of having to defend all by myself. And then he names fellow co-founding Journey member Ross Valerie is no help.
This is all on Twitter?
On Instagram. They don't have the picture here, but they're saying it's on Instagram. Jonathan Cain responded with a post of his own saying, a heart of gratitude leaves no room for complaining, for it is impossible to be truly thankful and filled with negativity and ungratefulness at the same time.
Yikes.
The original keyboardist was also the singer, Greg Raleigh, in 1973. Raleigh left, and that's when Cain
did
came
Did he jump up and say, I got you, Neil, I got you.
Jonathan Cain?
No, Raleigh.
Greg, no, there's nothing about Greg Raleigh here. But Jonathan Cain had him. In 1980, he helped write Don't Stop Believing, Separate Ways, Open Arms, Faithfully. You know, a lot of their big, successful radio hits.
I remember talking to Jonathan Cain about that because he is... I don't want to say seem bitter, but he was like, we have huge hits. We're a big band. Like,
right.
They are, you know, and he's a writer.
Right.
So...
Well, he even... You know, I may have him mixed up with another keyboard player.
Well, when we talked to him, what was that? Were we backstage for the...
That was the
SF Fest Santana.
Last
yeah,
year.
There you go. SF Fest Santana, Boston, Doobie Brothers.
So that was
Journey.
Before Miller. Journey came out and
yeah.
played, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think he met that wife of his on a plane. I wish I could say this with confidence, but he told us the story as we were in the backstage room. Mm-hmm. He met her and he was still married and ended up like... They didn't get together at
right.
that point, but he ended up going, I got to get out of this marriage. And
like went to Vegas, right?
Went straight for that new girl.
Paula.
Like, yeah.
Paula White Cain.
And she's very religious.
Mm. Well, I hope this doesn't tear Journey apart.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to hear that Neil's having trouble.
Well.
But he should on Instagram. I mean, you know, keep it on the down low, man.
You like seeing it, though, don't
well,
you?
Well, you know, that's interesting. I'm certainly looking at it, but it gives me an uneasy feeling in my stomach. You know, hey, guys, let's... Let's not fight. You know, here's the thing. It's a rule that many of us in the world today have had to enact. When you disagree with someone politically, but you like them, or they're in your family, or, you know, you're friends with them. Like,
are you talking to Ellie right now?
Talking to a few people.
Uh-huh.
You know, if she's one of them, you just can't talk about politics. Because neither of you can believe how the other person feels. And there's no changing anybody's mind, so it's completely unproductive to have that conversation.
That's why I loved that bit so much about Scarlett Johansson on SNL when her dog is a Trump lover. Mm-hmm. I just laughed so hard as he's like, my man Trump. And she's like, what did he say? What did that guy say?
And it's a dog who has a talking device put on his head, and we get to hear a dog's thoughts for the first time. Apparently, big Trump fan.
So funny. And her reaction was appalled.
You're a bad dog. You don't know what you're talking about.
No, I do.
No, I love that guy.
Have you seen the stock market? It's up.
Top Gun 2.
Yeah.
They've revealed the name. It's going to be called Top Gun Maverick. America's greatest treasure of an actor is Tom Cruise, and he revealed that in an interview the other day ago. Let's see here. That's really all there is to this.
That's it?
Yep, Top Gun Maverick. Look, the second page is totally blank.
Any any update on them bringing Val back?
There is nothing about Val Kilmer in here. Let's see. Oblivion director Joseph Kosinski is circling the project.
Oh.
It'll follow fighter pilots grappling with new drone technologies that are making their old style of flying obsolete. Cruise says the film is going to shoot within a year. That's really it. Top Gun Maverick. You guys are reviewing The Mummy this week, right? And that's also a Tom Cruise film.
Yes.
Did you like it?
We see it tonight.
Oh, at
who's
that
we?
Screening?
Me and Brent.
Yeah,
Brent is back
there
this week. But he's taking next week off, everyone. Want to give you forewarning. So use that. We got to come up with somebody. Thank you.
All right.
It seems like we know enough people, or, you know, people, you know.
Use that and I are going to brainstorm about it. Thank you.
It just seems like we know plenty of people who could
or
go.
Human
it's just
does.
Not everybody's available to come in. And
yeah,
Chris Kelly's not available?
Hands down, the most well-connected person we know.
Well, let's use that to decide.
I have to like them, you guys.
Okay.
You don't like Chris Kelly?
Of course, I love Chris Kelly. I'm joking. We'll get someone.
Yeah, we'll get someone.
Kirby,
Vinny, you available?
I'm not.
No.
Isn't it down in Santa Clara? It's
and it's cars.
I can't come off the mountainside for that. No, I'm going to watch that with my kid for the first time, and I'll do that.
Bring her to the premiere.
The other side
so
of the
exciting.
Mountain.
So exciting.
I don't know.
Santa Clara.
Curb Your Enthusiasm, J.B. Smoove. He says that the new season, there is another season coming, and he plays Leon. And it's coming back on October 1st.
What time is the premiere?
Seven.
Oh, God, that's the worst possible.
Could you
do it?
So much traffic. Well, that's rush hour traffic.
Going into Santa Clara from your house? Won't you be going reverse commute?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All the way? Won't you be going
I don't think there
commute?
Is a reverse commute in San Jose at those hours of the night.
Well, we'll find out. Give it a try.
What's wrong with you?
I'm thinking that'd be fun.
Would it?
Take your kid to the premiere of Cars 3. She could see it before all the other preschoolers.
I've got a stock story for all you right. That you're going to love. Video games and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:36, Tuesday morning. Ah, it's going to be a good one. This part of the program is sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto Care. 10 o'clock this morning, major announcement. Be here at 10 o'clock for a big announcement. Can I even say what kind of announcement it is?
No.
Okay. I can't tell you anything else. 10 o'clock today, just make sure you're listening. It's information you're going to want. Take advantage of the Bonus Savings Day summer event at Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Butterflies and Blooms on view at the Conservatory of Flowers.
So nice there.
here's what's happening. Mm.
Your daughter would love that place.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Mm. That was
Golden
your
Gate
mind.
Park, right?
That
yeah.
wasn't even me talking. That was your
that
mind.
That was that. Actually, came, your voice came out of my head hole. It's crazy. I don't know how you do that.
My daughter would like that, huh? Oh.
All right.
Well, the Conservatory of Flowers, in general, amazing.
It's really beautiful.
You'd love it.
We're working on appreciating flowers without snapping their heads off, though. So maybe they wouldn't appreciate us yet.
Maybe not. Maybe that'd be a good place to practice.
Leave that. It's best left right where it is.
Right. It's in this lady's garden.
As I see her reaching for a snap. Anyway. Here's what's happening, everyone. I mentioned it earlier, and it's worth another mention real quick. Reality Winner is a name you'll be hearing. She is the latest leaker, and she makes the news today as she used her top secret clearance to remove classified material and mailed it to a news outlet. The outlet is called The Intercept, which was, it's actually not a paper, it's a website, but it was launched in 2014 in part to publish and explain documents previously released by Edward Snowden.
Ah.
And it also provides instructions for future leakers on how to do it.
Oh. And not get caught, or because this lady did
caught.
Not.
Right. I mean, she didn't follow their instructions. In fact, they say that in the article I'm reading here. They advise future leakers, The Intercept does, to take advantage of its secure drop server, but also informs them how to do this without getting caught. And clearly, Reality Winner, that's her name, did not do that because she has been, in fact, caught. What she leaked was info about the possibility that some Russian hackers attempted to get information from some of the voting locations. And what they were using, it says, Russian military intelligence agency attacked the software company that was involved in the vote and sent spear phishing emails to local election officials back in October and November trying to get access. They didn't apparently get that access, but the Kremlin is now saying we had nothing to do with that. They're denying any claims about this intelligence report that has been printed by The Intercept, and they're saying we had nothing that wasn't us.
It wasn't us.
Right. So that's the latest.
You're looking in the wrong place.
Who knows what will come of our friend Reality Winner. But
she may have to change her name.
As I read the story, I swear it just took so long for me to get to the bottom of who is this person.
It is a stunning name.
Yeah.
Like, it's not often. Like, we hear funny names or hard to pronounce names or, like, inadvisable names. But Reality Winner as a name is such a, it's just a phrase, really.
That's, I thought this was a person who'd won one
some
of the,
reality show.
And I kept looking for the name of this person in the article.
Like a hack and leak challenge of some kind.
If you read articles on this story on the internet, I eventually found one where her mom is talking about her. Reality Winner is one of the, she's a Democrat. She's extremely anti-Trump. And that's what inspired her to... Yes. Leak this information, and her mom was talking, and her mom is a hyphen winner hyphen something, and I went, oh my god, that's her name.
Well, someone is saying, A31 says, who gives a 25-year-old name Reality Winner security clearance?
Yeah, that'd be, you know, it's one of those names. What, that's your name? Seems like a made-up name. It's like an alias. I don't know if I can give you that kind of security clearance. But that's her name. What do people call her? Liddy?
I don't
Rhea?
Know.
Real?
Hey, Real. Really? They call her Really?
I don't know.
Hey, Really?
Yeah.
Playing video games makes you more likely to succeed at work.
Oh, is that so?
A new study out of Scotland found people who play video games are more likely to succeed at work because of the skills they get while playing games. They develop critical thinking, problem solving, resourcefulness, and adapt to tricky situations.
Interesting. So, my kid was saying that about World of Warcraft. He goes, you know, I played that when I was really young. He goes, it taught me how to, I learned how to like barter for things. I learned how that you have to save and stockpile and then, you know, to strike when this bit of armor was in high demand, that's when I would sell it. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
That is.
Well, anything that you don't turn into a junkie over probably does benefit you to some extent. It's when you become housebound.
A slave to it, right. Forget being good at your job. You're never going to have one of those.
I only eat pizza because that is what delivers quickly.
Yes.
That's not okay.
Plus,
that's,
I can't get up from my chair anymore because of all the pizza. It's
right.
Just like a...
That's where the problems begin.
Mm. It's a catch-22.
About 70 years ago, a guy in Chicago named Russ Gremmel had $1,000 to invest.
Okay.
And he used it to buy a bunch of stock in Walgreens.
What year?
70 years ago.
Okay.
Russ Gremmel put $1,000 into Walgreens.
Then, when did the stock market fall? 29? So this would be after that. Like 37. Okay.
So you're doing math.
I'm trying. Oh, no. It would be 47.
Oh, God. See, this is what happens.
Right? Because it's 17 okay. now. 70 years. All right. I'm with you.
Anyway. Then the stock went through the roof. He never sold it, and now it's worth...
How much?
Do you have a guess? $1,000 70 years ago is now worth...
In Walgreens. $40 million!
No, that's ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous. But it's worth $2
million. Oh.
His $1,000 investment 70 years ago is now worth $2 million.
That is great.
He says, I knew it would be a good investment because people always need medication.
That's
and
true.
Women always need their makeup.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
He never got married or had kids.
That's too bad.
So he never needed the money and never even told anyone he had it until recently when he decided to donate 28,000 shares to the Illinois Audubon Society.
Oh. They what's used, that worth?
What's what
What
worth?
Was the 28,000 shares worth? Oh, was it the whole
that's
nut?
That's the $2 million, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
They used the money to set up a 395-acre wildlife refuge called the Gremmel Wildlife Sanctuary about 100 miles west of Chicago.
Wow.
They dedicated it in his name on Sunday.
Isn't
how cool
that
is
nice?
That?
So was that the only investment he ever made?
It looks like it.
Oh, wow.
He told the Chicago Tribune that he was planning to leave them the money in his will, but decided it would be more fun to actually see what they did with it.
Hmm.
So that's pretty cool stuff.
That's a great story. Like Susie Orman says, $50 a month in a blue chip.
Is that what she says?
It's one of the things.
You really do sing the praises of that book.
Well, I'm telling you.
It's done well for you.
It really showed me the course, the 9 steps to financial freedom. Read it.
Is it outdated at all? Because it was written in like 2000, right?
I don't think so, but
okay,
you know,
good to know.
Maybe she's updated it since then.
She has in like 07 or 08 or something like that. So it's still
listen. It's
10
it's
years
not
old.
A super fascinating read or anything. It's you know, but there they are. They're the 9 steps. She tells you all the reasons why, gives you the arguments for and against, and you know, it really answers a lot of questions. And if you follow her advice, then
I have the book and I haven't read it yet.
Oh,
me too.
You have
do
it
you
too?
Both have
based
it?
On Sarah's recommendation.
You know what? Just start reading it.
Okay.
Just do it, damn it. Step one is something like organize the money in your wallet. Make all your bills
face
the same
way. Oh, face your bills.
Way.
I do that all. Yeah. Like,
well, there you go. Step one.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's the first step.
Anyone who's ever worked a cash register ends up facing the money.
Yeah.
So that's just... It becomes your habit. You can't.
It's about, you know, respecting your money and organizing it and knowing
sure.
what you have and not just shoving bills in places. And she's, I think it's great. And once you get into it, you get sucked in.
Susie Orman's 9 great ways to get rich.
Nope.
What is it?
9 steps to financial freedom.
Right.
Dude, it's like, it's not a super fun read, but it's We should all read it.
Let me get a show of hands. All Anyone right. here at work planning to bone down today?
Not planning
no.
on it.
No plan. To
Could
bone
happen,
down.
Though.
It couldn't happen
work?
At my house.
Oh, at work.
Oh, bone down at work?
Yeah.
I'm totally planning to bone down at work today.
Well, you and me.
Together?
Yes.
Oh.
What bone are we going to use?
Where are you going to do this at? Where?
I must yeah. have one in the office somewhere.
We must.
I think our social networking king needs to be involved in that. Make sure the posts get up.
Yeah. Oh,
am
to
I the
take
king?
Pictures?
Aren't you?
Yeah, probably. All right, so what room?
Well, we haven't decided yet. Okay. We like to mix
we'll get
it
back
up.
To you.
Well,
yeah.
maybe I'll just do it in the Alice Lounge. We could all put circle. Have it. Have
yeah,
chairs
once in a while we do put a big show on out there with the circle of chairs, Hooman. Mm.
According to a new survey, it's not that uncommon to get it on at the office,
oh.
either by yourself,
oh.
or with someone else. 13% of men and 5% of women have slept with themselves at work. 3/4 of them have done it more than once.
Okay, guys.
I have in the workplace as a young man, but never in this building. And never at the Embarcadero either.
Never at work.
Not ever have you gotten yourself at work. Hooman?
No, I have not.
Not that I can remember.
Hmm, so that means yes.
The guy practically lives here.
He
right.
totally, practically.
Well, he does have an official home.
I love the way he mocks. Like, really? So you don't? Okay. 11% of people have gotten it on with another employee at work.
Hmm.
I guess it's we'll be in trouble if we were to speculate about the people
yes,
in the
shouldn't.
Building, so we won't. But yeah.
right. I can think of a few that might have.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got people in mind right now where you're like, oh.
That- no, I'm going to back away from that. Nope. Everybody here is always on the up and up. There are good people working here. I mean, come on.
Well,
that's
I agree.
Ridiculous for me to say that. None of them would ever. None of them would ever do that.
Well, wouldn't you just say the rules are a little
relaxed
troubling?
In radio? Oh.
Well, no. I was going to say. I mean, you should be if you want to do it. No one's going to interrupt. I mean, you have an office. You shut the door. Do your thing, right?
I don't know. Seems wrong.
It's wrong. Okay. All right. 79% of people involved in the survey say getting caught doing something sexual at work is grounds for being fired.
Oh, yeah.
So all
sure.
these people who are up to this nonsense also believe if you catch me, it's okay that you fire me.
I understand.
The question was asked of people, would you ever detox from your phone?
Yeah, sure. I'd do that.
70% of people say, I don't need one. Okay.
Nope.
You're the first person that probably needs one if you're the one saying you couldn't possibly.
I almost wish it was like required once in a while that you had to have a couple hours of it's kind of annoying to be constantly available.
You know what's
people.
Nice? You're supposed to turn your phone off anyway once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Just turn it off and leave it off. It's good for the phone, and
it's
really
good
for you.
It's really hard for me, though.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'd like it to be on when I'm ready. Like, you know, if I'm working out in the backyard especially, like, I just leave it in the house plugged in, and I am away from it. Like, I'm not really reachable. Of course, you could call John, and he's right there, so.
But he never answers, so.
It's true. He never does. But when I go in the house, like, to get some water, to, you know, for whatever reason, I check my phone. Like, is anything important? Well, that might text me or, you know,
right.
my mom might have an emergency.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to be, you know, available.
All right. Our text number, 800-400-3697. 510 says, I'm not trusting any of your book recs anymore.
Why?
I'm reading The Stupid Fireman right now.
Oh. Well, if you don't like something, you should put it down.
Yeah.
I never finish a book I don't like.
I liked it, though.
Oh, I thought it was great. They're reading The Stupid Fire. They don't like it, huh?
Oh, oh some lady sent me a naked lady picture. Thank you.
Oh.
What is this? 408. Give her a look.
Take
Super
a look at that.
Super cute.
Oh, that is cute. What's going on down there?
What do you mean, what's going on down there?
Is that like a shadow? Is there something? I can't. can't quite make that out.
I don't.
What are you?
Yeah, I don't.
Glasses on.
What?
Put your glasses on. Here, you're.
Is that like a shadow? Does she?
Here, let me get the color version for you.
It looks kind of. It is a shadow. Photoshoppy.
Yes, it's a shadow.
Ugh. It looks photoshoppy.
I thought it looked that way when I saw it in color.
Let me zoom in a little bit.
Quite, I can't really make it out.
Hey, now move it up.
Oh, there it is in color. Let me. I want to see the.
Oh, hold on, move it up.
The down there.
Thank you for the picture, though. That's very nice of you.
And I checked to
nice
see
mouth.
If it's a
I like her mouth.
Yeah.
See how she's holding her shirt up with her
hot
mouth?
Body. 707 says, hey, guys, I got a vasectomy on Friday, and now me and my two little now estranged friends are bouncing down the road in my rough riding work truck.
Uh-oh.
Can you guys send some healing thoughts my way?
Oh. Human, get to, you know, put your healing thoughts out there for
I refuse to think about your balls, sir.
Oh, I'll think about them. Good for you.
Seems like you need some cushion.
Mm-hmm. Or a bag of frozen peas.
Too late.
I was just gonna stop
I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.